This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Any final thoughts on last night's game?
No. I mean, I think the biggest thing, and look at the AFC right now, that we look at the West has three teams in right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got the Chargers and the Broncos, and obviously you got where the Chiefs are. So the Chargers have got to stay pace because the Dolphins are coming up behind them also. Mm-hmm. And then Baltimore, I think just the formula for them is – 20-plus rushes for at least 20-plus rushes for Travis. I mean, for Derrick Henry. At least 20.
Do they get it? They do. They get another crack at the Steelers.
Yes.
On December 21st.
Yes.
So, as they're behind the Steelers right now in the standings, they'll get another crack at them. And hopefully, they, you know, for their sake, they'll get back after that game they played last week. Look, this is sort of a season-long thing, but you saw it again last night. Like, these running back acquisitions in general in the offseason, but Saquon mm-hmm. and Henry and mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they can save the running back market.
No,
probably not.
Because there's a lot of good running backs.
Those guys are generation.
Those guys are elite.
Yeah, those guys
backs.
Are generation.
They are elite players, and so
it's just those things you saw. As soon as they did it, it was like, well, that's going to work. That's going to be incredible there. Derrick Henry is the Ravens going to be incredible. But Saquon Barkley of the Eagles is going
to
be incredible.
But you think about where those two dudes went to.
Yeah, perfect situation.
Considering the teams that they came off of, mm-hmm. losers,
yep.
doormat franchises, and then to go to a team that's already loaded with a really good quarterback, a running quarterback at that, so that's going to help
perfect.
You out a little bit more.
Just perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect team building.
Perfect.
Bears-Lions is the first game on Thanksgiving. The Bears aren't very good, but this is like, to me, this is a part of a season-long culmination for the Lions where they've had these standalone Thanksgiving games forever,
mm-hmm.
and they've lost a lot of them,
yes.
and it's been tough times.
I've won them.
They're going to beat the hell out of the Bears on Thanksgiving, and that's going to be – like, because this is the Lions Super Bowl.
Yes.
For
yes.
a lot of years.
Yes.
Not anymore. Like, the real Super Bowl is their Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, because they can make it.
Yeah.
I'm on site. St. Brown is not practicing today. Said something going on with his knee and everything. But, yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams played well. The Bears have lost in so many depressing ways this last month. They're ready for December to ever get here, you know. But Caleb's been playing better, but yeah, I've looked at Detroit. Detroit might, because the thing with Detroit, you got to outscore Detroit.
And you can't.
And you can't.
And man. They also give up the second least points in the league.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't. Like, you're going to have to score yep. to beat Detroit. You're going to have to get in the 30s.
They're the best team, right? I mean, it's hard to say the Chiefs aren't because they're the Chiefs. Yeah, but, like, Chiefs. They're playing way better than the Chiefs.
Oh, you're playing good, man. Damn, Eagles.
Eagles are playing really good. Yeah. Man. That NFC Championship game, man. If it's those two teams.
Yeah, the Eagles are playing a lot better. They haven't figured it out.
So, Josh Allen surpassed Lamar for odds-on MVP favorite.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden. Just look what he did in the Kansas City game.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, he was outstanding. He was at that run, everything, he was outstanding. So I think it's him, Lamar, and then Saquon.
I hope so.
Pat Mahomes, Saquon.
I hope Saquon's right there in the mix because he should be. Just sort of projecting ahead and thinking about who's playing really good. Right? Obviously, you want the Falcons to bounce back and win and make a run to the Super Bowl. That'd be awesome. If that doesn't happen, a Lions-Bills Super Bowl. You sign me up for that.
I mean, yeah.
You sign me up for those two teams.
I mean, I would love nothing more than for Detroit, all the dormant years they've had.
They haven't won a championship since 1957.
For them to get in that
game. That's 10 years before the Super Bowl even existed. They've never won one. Yeah. And they lost four straight.
Yes.
I played one of the guys in our group yesterday in the golf tournament was from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Diehard Bills fan. Was like, you know, early teens during that four-year run. So like prime sports fan age. Can you imagine losing four Super Bowls in a row?
You remember that 30 for 30? And they're like, yeah, we got to go back again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they haven't been back since. So anyway, I don't know. If that's the Super Bowl matchup, that'd be great. Giants, Cowboys, no one cares about that.
Nothing at all.
Awful, awful, terrible football game that's going to be on national TV. Take a nap during that one.
You know it.
And the Dolphins, the Packers is fun, man. The Dolphins are playing good. Packers had their best performance offensively of the year last week. They put 38 on the 49ers. The Packers are a good football team.
I'm telling you right now, in this time, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, the 49ers might be done.
Yeah,
they might be done. They might be done. Yeah. They're just too banged up and getting too old. And you look at these long playoff runs they've had so many years, mm-hmm. it's probably like it's finally done caught up to them. Yeah, the Packers are good as long as Jordan Love doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
As long as he's not turning the ball over. Yeah. They're fine. They're fine.
He was efficient against the Niners. Josh Jacobs, fantastic.
Yes.
He's having a really good year. He'll go over 1,000 on Thursday if he gets like 55 yards. So he's having another nice year. And, yeah, man, that just should be a fun game because I like how the Dolphins are playing right now too. We said the Chiefs and Raiders are on Friday. I mean – good luck. Good luck to the Raiders. Although, Chiefs don't blow anybody out,
man. They don't blow
anybody
out, man.
They don't blow anybody out. They're 12.5-point favorites.
As horrible, and I mean horrible, as the Raiders are, it's hard for me to say they're going to beat anybody by two touchdowns.
Yeah. The Raiders can keep that within 10.
Raiders are horrible.
So what are you saying? You saying they're going to beat them by 12.5 or not?
No. Nah.
They're not going to?
No.
Okay, so the Raiders can keep it within two touchdowns.
I think so.
Got it. Yeah. Are we making picks this week? We're going to do it digitally. We're not going to do it on the radio. Okay. Currently, as it stands right now, and I don't know if this is going to change or not because I know J.K. Dobbins is banged up. They don't know his status. The Falcons are 1.5-point underdogs Sunday at home.
Not surprised.
Against the Chargers.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. I think that, you know, if they go out there, because I don't think they're unbeatable. I'm not going to say that. Somebody charge you.
No, I lost last night.
Meaning the Falcons can't beat them.
Oh,
meaning the Falcons can't beat them. I'm not saying I won't say that. But, you know, the week off. What adjustments have been made as far as scheme? Because you didn't get a new personnel, but maybe you're getting some personnel back.
Yeah.
Maybe, and things like that. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting back half of the season for the Falcons.
Yeah, the unknown stuff for sure. I'm interested to see what it looks like. The stuff that I know, though, like that the Falcons can at least have, I think can, but have run the football in games, that's how you beat the Chargers. That's what the Ravens did last night.
Yeah.
Bijan and Algier have to be really good.
They got to be good.
On Sunday in order to win this game.
I agree with that. But
that's where it all starts and ends.
I think that Kirk Cousins got it.
Oh, for sure.
Go.
But if they're not good, he's not going to be good.
Yeah, but.
Like, that's.
He got to get going.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. He's had a couple bad games in a row. And then a bye, and hopefully they can reassess and get, you know, whatever was working before, get back to it. But that play action is going to be where it starts against the Chargers defense, who's pretty tough. Anyway, hopefully the Falcons can bounce back and get back in the win column after losing. They've lost three out of the last five. Two in a row. Don't make it three in a row. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.